Britain.
Bayesian Tragedy. The Extraordinary Story of Mike Lynch. Britain's first software billionaire consistently beat the odds.
Bayes' theorem, an 18th century formula, holds that with the right understanding of probabilities, most outcomes are predictable. But sometimes freak events occur. In the early hours of August 19th, a super yacht owned by the wife of Mike Lynch, a British tech entrepreneur who only months ago was cleared in a vast American fraud case, was struck by a waterspout, a form of tornado, off the north coast of Sicily and capsized. On the morning of August 21st, Mr. Lynch was among six passengers missing. By that evening, the rescue operation had found five bodies and begun to bring them ashore. It looks like a tragic end to an extraordinary story. Bayesian thinking was at the heart of Mr. Lynch's astonishing rise. It was the subject of his PhD thesis at Cambridge and formed the basis of Autonomy, the company he founded in 1996 and sold to Hewlett-Packard, or HP, for $11.7 billion in 2011, earning him $800 million. Mr. Lynch named his now-submerged yacht Bayesian. Some called him the British Bill Gates as he racked up accolades, an OBE, board seats at the BBC and the British Library, an advisory role in Downing Street. Few could have predicted that he would find himself arrested and facing more than two decades behind bars. Mr. Lynch's years-long legal battle, sparked by the sale of Autonomy, is regarded as one of Silicon Valley's biggest ever fraud cases. Accused by HP of serious accounting improprieties to inflate Autonomy's value, Mr. Lynch was taken into custody and extradited to America in chains. Facing 15 counts of fraud and conspiracy, he was kept under house arrest in San Francisco. HP, which took an $8.8 billion write-down on the value of Autonomy within a year of its purchase, was eventually broken up in 2015. The odds were stacked against Mr. Lynch. Less than 1% of federal cases end in acquittal. The vast majority of defendants plead guilty in return for more lenient sentences. To make matters worse, Charles Breyer, the judge who would hear Mr. Lynch's case, had already jailed Sushovan Hussain, Autonomy's former chief financial officer. A British judge had also ruled in favor of HP in a separate civil lawsuit. His decision to take the stand was another gamble. Federal prosecutors depicted Mr. Lynch as a controlling, dominating, intimidating boss. He was, his lawyers admitted, a hard charger. But they insisted that he delegated most of the accounting and was a prototypical startup guy who enjoyed inventing things. HP's botched deal, they argued, was simply a case of buyer's remorse. In June, Mr. Lynch and his co-defendant, Stephen Chamberlain, were cleared by a jury of all charges. Mr. Lynch had beaten the odds before. Born to a fireman and nurse in London, he spent holidays working as a cleaner at his mother's hospital. A gifted student, he won a scholarship to Bancroft's, a private school in London, and later read natural sciences at Cambridge. There, he immersed himself in adaptive pattern recognition, an early form of artificial intelligence, or AI, that later fueled Autonomy's growth. Both Autonomy and Darktrace, a cybersecurity firm he co-founded, were headquartered in the market town. The entrepreneur had always maintained his innocence. "Software accounting is complex," he said after his acquittal. He called his company's methods of record-keeping the norm across the industry. Having returned to Britain, he was keen to get back to innovating and vowed to campaign against what he saw as unjust extradition laws between Britain and America. He told reporters he had been looking forward to his second life as a free man. Mr. Lynch had been celebrating his court victory aboard Bayesian when the violent gale struck. His guests included Chris Morvillo, the partner who led Mr. Lynch's defense team at Clifford Chance, a law firm, and Jonathan Bloomer, a key witness in the court case, and chairman of the international arm at Morgan Stanley, a bank. Freakishly, just days before the yacht sank, Mr. Chamberlain was struck and killed by a car while jogging near Cambridge. If Mr. Lynch's life has been cut short too, it is a cruel final twist.